50. So that's the field, plasmatic field, and you transform it into a dish, something to appreciate. In fact, at the same time, you are thinking about this kind of vision, understanding, let's say, wires, thread.
Excuse me, Jedi, your voice is very faint. It's hard to hear. Can you get closer to the mic, perhaps, or change that a bit?
Does this one work?
Oh, yeah, way better.
Okay, so there
Thank
is...
you.
Yeah. Because I have two microphones, but I don't see the command to allow a stereo signal to go through. So in fact, only one is working at the time in Zoom. It's very strange because usually there is a possibility to use it for musicians to play together. And so it should be a stereo signal.
Yeah, I'd have to turn on what's called original sound and allow stereo and so on.
I turned it on, but it doesn't allow two microphones at the same time, only one.
Right, yeah.
So
it sounds perfect now.
Yes, very, very well. Okay, I'm using the left side. Okay. So this is after the teaching, and so I had to study a little this kind of understanding. We have, in fact, atomism from Greece within philosophy, and that is the interpretation of particles and dust. Then we develop this vision within the connection of dots. And so this dots is united by kind of field that is, in fact, is a thread. And we find this in tantra. And so it's something that has to do with the interaction of threads. And this creates a cloth. And this cloth is, in fact, a sheet. And then this becomes a layer. And then you position plenty of layers, one on top of the other, and you obtain a three-dimensional way of thinking, which is the expansion of the atomic, which is going into a second dimension in a flat, let's say, cloth. That is, in fact, even conforming itself. So it's moving. And so all this is a three-dimensional cloud. And then you obtain within this structure a vision where you find out the pattern within the cloud or the cloth, and that is the texture. And once you are able to see a particular kind of behavior, to find out, detect it, then you are into a principle, a law, and you find the explanation and why, because you are uniting the dots. And so within this kind of plasmatic teaching, in fact, we are going through these visions. These have to do with the attributes or the way we use our mind to visualize. So using imagination or spaghetti, that helps a lot to understand. And these are three-dimensional, and you see that there is a vortex energy field turning, spinning, kind of a tornado, a whirlpool, something that is in fact a vector that is centripetal or centrifugal energy, so expanding or collapsing within a typical kind of curvature. And so this has to do with a pulse, a push, a pull. And so this is because of this curvature, a force that is enabling transformation, condensation, or rarefaction, dilution. So within the process, we could go higher up to the next level that would be a quantum cymatic fractal understanding. And to show this, well, we need a few equations sometimes, or a very simple example, but and then we see it and we understand it. And we have to translate within a visual kind of exercise the concept, the principle, into something that is right there in front of your eyes. And it could even be holographic, and so you see it in 3D, or as I, let's say, pictured it. Within renderings, you shall see the next images. What is happening, in fact? It's the interaction of fields, not this one, the next one. That's just to start with. This is a kind of crystallization of light. Conforming within a cloud. If you think about crystalline, quasi-crystalline structures, this is what happens when you apply a field. They order themselves. And if you shake, let's say, the pan with popcorn, it's going to move all to the center in a proper position, and it is ordered. So every time you shake something, this is going to order itself. And it is a sort of repositioning, recombination, reconfiguration. Nature, because it is present, it is a constant presence, nature. It is a continuum. Every time you add this kind of pulse, and this is heartbeat, it is life, this produces order and life. And the first thing you see, it is in fact symmetry. And then you see harmony. Then you see proportionality. Then you see beauty, etc. So going higher up. And all this has to do with a free movement, oscillating. It is a string, in fact, in music that you are just touching, and the harp is giving back the note. And that's the sound. And within this oscillation, we thought that it was going from A to B and just sliding sideways. But in fact, it is a three-dimensional fuse that is in fact spinning around in circles. And so this kind of loop, circularity, this action is in fact emanating, producing something greater, expanding a field within sound resonance that is going to shake all the atoms, all the dust, all the strings of the other instruments, so to affect them within resonance and consonance, because they are matching the vibration, sharing harmonics. And so they become, or they enhance the signal of the first one that is touching the others and expanding this quasi-crystalline structure. If we consider matter, it is a quasi-crystalline. It could be a liquid, a gas, a plasma. Still, it is in a certain way, from our point of view, within understanding, a quantized cymatic, because it's acting through propagation and through waves. So it's a quantum cymatic. And although we calculate within discrete steps reality in science, it is a scalar, but at the same time, the expression of this goes through a fourth level that is a fractal, because the matrix and the seed, the equation, the soul is never lost, is present all over the dimensions at the same time. So within the minute or within the macrocosmos, you find exactly the same kind of behavior within a fractal quantum cymatic scalar field. And this produces what we call matter or states. Trying to explain the connection, the dots. If we move to the next one, these look like drops. So it would be something like a confirmation of a liquid state. We see this on the window, vapor. So you just breathe, and this vapor is a quasi-crystalline, is a quasi-liquid, and it's there in front of your eyes. If you breathe through your nostrils, you shall see two lungs, two lines. Usually one is bigger and the other one is smaller. Every 22 minutes, this field is oscillating from left to right and then is moving back. So you have 2 minutes, you have balanced breath, and then you are cooling the right side or cooling the left side. That's a natural quasi-crystalline configuration. You can see it just breathing with your nostrils next to the window. Now, the next image I try to show the movement of the tiny drops. And so they look like spinning tops, something like everyone, each one of them is vibrating together with the others. It's a confirmation of the atomic state or the molecular state. And so they're all entangled within a field interaction that is holding them. So when you pour water into a glass and you reach the top, the maximum level, you might find out that you can pour a little more, something like 10 milliliters, a little more. And this is going to create something that looks like a dome. An excess of water that is contained within the glass. And that is the tension, the surface tension that enables this, because the medium, in fact, is holding itself. And the strength of that kind of liquid enables it to still to hold and not to spill over. So this means that there is a force opposed to a gravitational one, a tension, we might say magnetical or plasmatic, that is holding the liquid there. And this happens within a lake or a sea. It's just the same. And even within liquids of diverse density and matters, because the principle is there, because the plasmatic shows it. And within the states, we see the same behavior. Moving on to the next one. Here I try to use colors and thinking. Let's say when you want to understand something, you use a device, a microscope. And so you have to enter. So you see the enlarged picture. Maybe it's multiplying 30 times. And then you go up to 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. And so you enter. And what I tried to visualize here is the transient positions within a field. That is to say, all the different levels in a scalar condition that confirm the manifestation of the final matter that is there. But I am going through all the passages, because to create a specific matter, I need maybe 24 elements, and they have to come into the transmutation from different sources, plasmas, ganses, if I am using quasicrystalline, and so they are feeding. And this is so something that looks like layered, but in fact, within a flat surface, as you would do in within a microscope, feeding this kind of field, then you see all these tiny identities. Let's say they look like a cloud, something like a cloud, dispersed. You don't understand what it is. In fact, it's evanescent. There is no definition. And then this becomes something. So it's growing. And so moving downwards, I enlarged this kind of image 7 times. So you see on the left-hand side, that is what I am going to reach, this kind of square energy field, rainbow there, and there is a spiral. And then moving downwards, in fact, this upper left-hand side is the confirmation of the transformation. And all the transients on the right-hand side, these are the scalar. And this means that to reach a certain kind of understanding, experience, it takes time, and every day is a transient of a learning, a teaching, experience, a test, and you get better and better. And then skill is there, and then the ability, and then you are a learned person, and then you have created this quasi-crystalline within your brain, your mind, your thought, and it is a subtle field arranged in memory banks here and there, inside and outside of our mind at the same time. So it's not confined to the box. The energy field is outside the box and within the box, because the scalar is a propagation. That's to say antenna at the same time, because it belongs to the equation of a fractal understanding. And that is not located only in a singularity, because it is a propagation, it is a part of the equation of the fractal, and so it's within, inside, and outside at the same time. It is a continuum. So ignorance is noise, or the loss of a signal because of a dampening field. Whilst vibration brings back the right order. And that's music, for example, because it affects straight away the mood, emotions. You move. And so this is going to free the energy that is blocked. So music is a useful tool to enhance this kind of recombination. And it naturally goes the right way, because we know, we understand that principles are in fact going towards creation, life. Not abusing. And so maybe even if we are looking for that tiny little square, rainbow square, and so identity, identical, we want to confirm that kind of metal, salt, substance. And so we are looking for it. In fact, all the procedure that is the alchemical understanding. It goes through philosophical. It touches faith. It is within the spiritual. It is a part of the soul. It is science if you calculate it, if you subdivide. But this is only attributes, definitions, words, numbers, ideas. So it takes place, and that's only opinions, shared knowledge, a way to see it, points of view. And most do not see or do not reach that rainbow square because they are still into a non-defined configuration where the soul is not present, the spirit is elsewhere, and the animal is there. It doesn't even know what it's doing and why. And it is not even looking for the answers. He has no questions. It's just repeating. And that's the hypnotic kind of state, which is a virtual state created by mentalists that run the game. So within matter, you see a manifestation. Within illusion, you see plenty of projections that try to manifest themselves. And these are plans. And mentalists love plans, love programming all the time. And the inability to understand nature and to cope, to deal with it. This forced them to fall. And it is a never-ending fall. It's the abyss. It's the lack of understanding. That is ignorance. So to choose to ignore or to abuse, which is even worse, that is to fall. And elevation, ascension, that's wisdom. So it is the position you assume, and that's yoga, asana. And let's move on to the next images, please. That's still enlarging. Okay, that's the tiny rainbow cube. But you see that the one that is placed below it, there is a field. Here it is, you see. You see the fields interacting because I gave them different colors. So you see green, yellow, red. And the movement of the spinning, just imagine from the atomic point of view, something, they're moving, circulating, and the orbitals. And this is creating two quadrupoles. It is an octopole. It's not a dipole. It's not only an oscillation going from A to B. It is, in fact, a cubic kind of configuration oscillating. It's an octopole because it is manifesting within a three-dimensionality. And so you see the infinite kind of symbol of the loop within four different spaces, circular spaces, where you see that the energy field is moving around and creating these kind of four and four, balanced. Before the crystalline or the quasi-crystalline structure is there, you see that they are acting together, reconfiguring the natural platonic solid, because they eventually reach that kind of position, which is going to, let's say, hold. So you might look at them as isotopes. And so you have the transient moment expressed. And not considering, let's say, only spinning in one direction, but balanced all the time, so spinning in both directions at the same time to hold. And so you have these kind of dipole, it's 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, holding and moving in opposite directions. Two hands holding together. So the positive and the negative, feminine and masculine principle together, creating. And if a shock or a dampening field or anything that is introduced in the field affects the natural order, then you have the transient shock wave affecting. In this case, it's not going to damage, but it's going to, let's say, the system is going to take some time to reach a balanced position again. And that's the understanding within conscience. Consciousness is the moment you see all the different steps. And then you know how to, you avoid, you decide, you follow a thread, a line of thought, and you reach. It is imagination. It's a sort of microscope. I'm using numbers to reach dimensions through equations to show you. just following thread. It becomes science the moment a philosophical understanding, a subtle teaching, something that you do not see, then becomes visible, becomes a texture, emotion. You can confirm it. And then you can do it. And within the understanding, some reach this condensation, let's say, coagulum. And so they are able to visualize, to imagine, and to reach that kind of quasi-crystalline. And so they know how to, within. Those that lack this kind of projection and vision, they have to test it. They have to taste it. They have to try. And that is empirical kind of knowledge. And you repeat plenty of times the same kind of exercise, and you get better. And one day you discover something, and then that is your discovery. Your discovery. It doesn't belong to. But it is a point of view. A transient moment that has the name of a persona, because maybe he's the first one to say it in our memory banks. Because this knowledge is all over the universe. So here it is the first one to say it, using these words. So in fact, this is confirming identity, entity. And the entity is manifest there on the upper left corner of the image. That is the entity. And all the other moments, these are transient passages growing within evolution, within understanding, to reach that perfect diamond. And this kind of, it's a caress, it's a oscillating. It's the mother holding the child that is falling asleep, rocking a little. This is love, in fact. If you want to see, look for the vector. I give you, you give me back. I share, I receive. I offer, and at the same time, I gain something. It's balanced all the time. So the simplest interaction is oscillating. So within a definition, here it is. But the oscillation is widespread. So the interaction within interactions, within fields, never-ending fields. It expands. So the moment you reach continuity, you are in fact within, at zero point, within logos and the expansion of the mind, if you want to think of the feelings and emotion, if you want to sense them. It's according to perceptions. Going beyond these human perceptions, then you reach the spiritual, then you reach the soul. Transient delusions of what here we call structures, mechanisms, systems, here. And once the spiritual part, the soul, is free to move elsewhere, it does not require all this structured field, which is in fact going towards a dispersion, dilution, evaporating, moving to liquidity, gasidity, plasmidity, etc. And so it's moving towards the opposite angle of the image, that is a loss of definition. Because the image is not recognizable anymore. And in fact, the first loss is the ego. The moment you transcend it, you open up counter space and you connect the self to the spiritual. And that's the reactor. But the self is still within the picture. So it's going to stay there together with your body. The reflection of the self is going to reach, because of propagation, the next step. And it might reach the soul. But that is the loss of the definition that goes through going beyond ego, fruition, need, benefit, pain, pleasure, sorrow, feelings, emotions that are all linked to compressions within a body. It's all centripetal. You are in need. So you require. You learn how to use. If you do not act in the proper way, to abuse. If spirit is there, then there is a balanced position. And so you respect at the same time. And within the picture, all the different states are positions we assume in our life. Let's say on the right hand side, you have nighttime, dream, dispersion, loss of coherence of the states of matter, and moving to the fields. Then within a physicality, rationality, logic, laws, this is holding. But if you hold too tight the hand, it hurts, it doesn't allow. You're pulling, that is not good. So it is the proportionality of the two within equilibrium that offer this kind of oscillation, that is love, that is life. So let's move to the other images. This is the radar anomaly. These are climatic wars. This is how some play with weather, climate, with nature. It is a fact. This is abuse. This is a vortex and is creating chaos. So intent makes the difference. Instrumentally, we are able to do these kind of things, okay, within a microscope or within the macrocosmos. You might choose. You could decide, I do, I don't do. It's good or bad, that's up to your conscience. Action and interaction are karmic. So, think good, do good, stop messing around. Try to understand, that's the position. Life cycles. Samsara is a possible definition of you're going to repeat and to do it again. It's not a good job. So it is a consequential test, going back to. So this is only to say we might be able to use our fork and to eat spaghetti, and the same principle applied in the wrong way is not feeding you. It's abusing. So a vortex within a movement, it has to be proportional. You don't eat all the dish at once and you turn your fork 200 times. You cannot put it in your mouth. So it is proportional to the size of your mouth. That's the teaching, that's the learning. Gargantua. That's no good. It's only feeding, sharing and giving. That's the position. So this oscillation, that is love, in fact, allows. Just let it happen. Not organizing or forcing. It is not organization. It has to do with free movement, allowing this to happen. You cannot force it. It is a resonant state. So you, let's say, need to tune the instrument before playing it. And once the notes are there that confirm a scalar definition of proportionality, position, tension, sound, then they might interact with others. And so you fall in love. But if you hold in your hand a guitar, it's not going to play because the dampening hand, the force, the grip, you're holding it. So the strings are not free to oscillate, to love, to expand, to share. Chakras are the expression of seven notes, sounds, bija, numbers. And although they are connected, they are harmonical. Embody within harmony reaches perfection. And spirit within harmony reaches perfection. Together with the body. Because the spirit that is in fact incarnated is learning at the same time how to deal with the animal. And the animal is learning because within the process, conscience is present. And conscience is a gap between physicality and spirituality, or the soul. That is the space where the oscillation takes place. And this space is space and time at the same time. So without the emptiness, the vacuity of conscience that is able to see space and counter space ahead and backwards in time, there you are sitting in the middle of the crystalline structure, let's say the quasi-crystalline rainbow cube conformed, and you have reached that kind of identity or entity within the transient passages. So within repetition and oscillation, you order, you reach the right position because nature helps you to do it. It just interact, just apply, just offer, just give. And this is going to give back. It is a wave. Never-ending waves. Infinite positions within partial moments. And these are immanent ways to understand through different points of view manifestations. But the field all around it is transcendent. It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our limitations. And to accept the fact that there is something greater or smaller, that's faith, and that is logical. So it's a new, a different position within a great sort of respecting, because everything, every manifestation is a living identity, entity, being. There is a soul, there is a spiritual connection to the body. It shares here in this life. It could be flesh, and so you call it incarnation, but even wood, even a stone, even a crystal, even a cloud, even the elements. So if you allow your understanding and your senses to reach that kind of clarity and purity, they talk to you. They teach you. They share. You call it fantasy. From this point of view, you call it imagination, because someone says, maybe I am using this projection so that you believe in something, and then you believe in this reality, which is a virtual one, and then you stop thinking about your imagination, your desires, your feelings, your needs, the needs of your soul or your spirit, because you are forced into a virtual. The moment you come in touch with this inner self, deeply rooted within counter space, subtile, transcendence, then you learn, then you meet. And children up to 7, 8 years old, they are connected. And then we lose this kind of connection. Within a dream, we still connect to the source sometimes, or to the field, or to beings that are from the past, from the future, from other countries, other worlds, etc. It is non-local. So you might end up somewhere you don't even know where you are. What's happened to you? Then the memory of this coming back to our position here is sometimes lost because of the weight of the non-holding structure of the receiver. Too much. So we miss it. Or we only grasp, we only remember a few details, and then the dream is gone, is lost. The emotion, the feeling, sensations are there, but we haven't got the visual. And so what we require is this ability to visualize. It is called aphantasia, the moment you have this incapability. It is called fantasy, without considering this something negative, although culture, schools, thought, they go against it, because they don't want a free oscillation of the field. They require a dampening field to produce a silence where they can shout out loud their inventions, their programs, their planning, hacking nature. That's hacking nature. It has nothing to do with dealing with, working within nature, acting in a proper way. That's wisdom. So it is the position and the ability to move a little sideways, oscillate, to learn how to rock a little. And sometimes to fall asleep. And meet your own nature. Or meet nature itself. And there is no possession, you have no pockets. You go, you reach, you feel, you come back, and nothing in your pockets. Because that is counter space. Here you might manifest it, you might show it, you might be able to share, to say, to explain, to name it, call it, define it. But it is transcendent, then, within this physicality, immanent. So even self is going to fall together with the body, with the physicality, all your thoughts, all your ideas, your beliefs, who you are, what you did, everything. It's not lost. Just leave it there and move to the next dimension. In and out, oscillating. Give and take. taking care. Thank you very much. I love you.